Welcome, welcome, Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 11.
Yeah, 1-1. I'm just happy to be done with these camps, bro.
Yeah. And you know what's the good news? No motherfuckers die.
God, that's not a very high bar, but I agree. No, oh, children died in the making of this camp.
I mean, I was it was pretty amazing for me. I had girls in this last batch.
Oh man, well,
girls are amazing. Like, it's like you just tell them no, and then they stop. Or okay, we have to go. There's no why.
Well, before we get into that, what anything new with you? How did the past week, you know, treat you? Even though we were together 5 of these days, what's up with you?
What's up with me? Nothing's really up with me. Geez, it's just been one massive whirlwind. I still, between the stress of not knowing what school I'm gonna have, or if I still have a job, or things like that, you know.
And well, at least your house is looking nice, you know. If you don't have a job, that's a small problem to pay with this beautiful house that's slowly being unpacked.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the eviction notice that's most likely to come. No one needs that, you know. I if all else fails, I have gay porn.
Out here, I don't think anyone would really want to see it.
Everyone wants to see the missile dick.
Come on. God. Oh, God. We don't need to talk about that. What about, you know, God, tomorrow we got to start day one of our goddamn trek into the unknown.
Yep, April 1st. No April Fools.
We are the fools for fucking agreeing to this shit, goddamn.
So, are we gonna stick it to Brandon, or are we gonna renegotiate this deal? What are you gonna do, butter?
Well, I mean, with the whole us losing weight thing and stuff, with Brandon offering to do our pictures and stuff, like, that seems good, but if we win, it doesn't seem like we get anything, so that's what we need to do, and
so,
I don't want...
So you're saying you want a little bit more than just some pussy shots.
Oh, God damn it. No, but, you know, I'm just saying, we need to think, because what's going to be our gift? Like, Robert got out here because when he lost, like, 65 pounds, the agreement was I was going to buy him a ticket to Japan.
Yeah, that's an awesome fucking prize, you know?
Yeah, I will, fuck.
I'll tell you what. If you make it, I'll give you a hand job.
Oh, God, I'm just going to stay fucking fat then. Fuck that.
Nasty. Okay, wait. I'll tell you what. If I make it, I'll give myself a hand job. Well,
I'm glad you got to lose 60 pounds to give yourself a hand job.
I mean, so from now until then, 60 pounds, I cannot touch the missile dick.
Oh, God, I'd stab somebody. That's you know, we're playing with... We'll worry about that later. We'll ask our fans, you know. All 12 of you guys, what do you think should be the reward for winning and the punishment for losing?
Just like our episode, it's 11 fans.
11. Oh, sorry, we lost somebody.
One just left.
One just left because of the missile dick. God. Well, for my updates, I don't have much going on. I missed my doctor's appointment, and because I missed a 5-minute appointment, I might not be able to see my doctor till May to just get a checkup, like, about my surgery, post-surgery stuff, so...
You serious? You missed it?
We went to camp! You guys were like, damn. Oh! So, I did that, and I was like, oh well. But, yeah. And also, I've been drinking a liter, well, this beer is a liter of Kaiserdom. And it's a German beer, unfiltered, handcraft. I don't know.
Yep.
Robert would probably enjoy it. It tastes pretty good. But
all right, shout out to Volkswagen.
The fuck, Volkswagen has nothing to do with. We got sponsors. Shit. So if I sound like I'm talking too much or I'm saying too much personal shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we both drinking right now.
You're drinking Coke Zero. That doesn't count.
Doesn't matter.
Oh God.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh God, I wish you were. Oh, but for those of you who don't know, a few of us just finished working these English camps that we volunteer at.
Yep, and we don't make any money whatsoever.
Yep, and it was a 3-day camp and a 2-day camp, and wasn't really bad, but it takes a lot out of you.
I don't know, it's just 5 days of work.
Not back-to-back. Usually in the summer, it's back-to-back.
But 5 days of camp, it kicked my ass. I'm not going to lie.
It's like from 6:30 in the morning, we're up, and then we're out with the kids until 8 p.m., and it's tough. Like, there's counselors, and they have about 5 to 6 kids each, and they're with them all the time, and then there's head teachers, which I got to do that, and we kind of run events and stuff, and... it just drains you. It just drains you. You're kind of happy when, you know, the kids don't die and all that stuff, but...
Yep. Kids don't die. Shout out.
But usually, Carl and I are like 90%, well, 100% of the camps where I've had kids, I have to do boys. And boys are stupid. And it's amazing that we live to be adults because the shit we do. There's, on the island that we volunteer at, there's this like golf-like game where they give you croquet mallets and a croquet ball and you play golf. It's called Noco Ball. And these boys swing like Happy Gilmore, trying to knock the shit out of the ball, but they do it when like their friend's like 2 feet away from him or 2 inches away from him.
Yeah, it's always like a mini heart attack. Just, you know, shit's gonna go wrong. It's really scary.
Oh God, it's so horrible. And then what's nuts is like, so at this place, I'd say a good portion of the dudes that are, you know, teachers are fathers. And how they interact with kids and how I interact is totally different. Kids over there trying to kill themselves, I just start fucking yelling, "Hey, the fuck you doing? You know, get off that, you gonna die." But the other guys, the fathers, they walk over there and they're like, "Hey, come on, let's go do something else." Or they'll like get real close and they'll speak all fatherly like and shit. And I'm like,
yeah. Don't cut your friends. I
know. Don't kill yourself. Yeah. But it's amazing because...
You're going to break your neck. You should stop that right now.
I just try and go alpha on these little children. And they just... They're like parents. It's nuts. I guess kids like make or break you.
Yeah, but I was just talking to people about this. But we expect boys to act like girls, you know? And I think it's the wrong approach, right? We should actually...
You need to go into more detail. Like, you mean, like, you expect them to be gay, or... Like,
no. We expect them to...
Listen
and like girls, but we shouldn't really treat our boys like that. We should let them run around and be boys, you know? Because, you know...
Oh, we're not allowed to say that in this day and age, actually. You can't say boys will be boys or anything. Remember Gillette? That's... You know,
that
toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity can suck my toxic missile dick.
God damn it. Why the fuck are we talking about your dick again? We're supposed to be talking about cats. Don't talk about children and then lead to your penis. That's not a good segue.
Apparently, all I talk about is penis. Shout out to Matt. Matt Wheatley, our number one listener. I'm going to stop talking about penis, Matt. And I'm going to talk about some titties. I got some big fat titties right here, Matt.
We're now down to 10 listeners, so thank you guys for sticking with us. No, what he means is, at least in Japan, when you're working these camps, like, you know, boys are just stupid, but girls, you just tell it sometimes. You know, there are other listeners who will probably stab us for saying that. Like, girls can be assholes too, but I'd say a majority of the girls that we have to watch and teach at these camps, like, just like, no. And they're like, okay. Or, like, we cook a barbecue, and, you know, on those tables, like, the middle of the table comes out, and you can put coals in, and you can grill barbecue just right in front of you, you know, like, Korean style.
Yeah, it's called yakiniku.
And the boys turn into little heathens. They're over there like, I want to cook, and none of these motherfuckers know how to cook.
Yeah, they turn all the food into charcoal.
Oh, yeah, they don't know how to wipe their ass, let alone cook. But one time, I let a girl cook, and they were cooking, and they were like, is this okay, sensei? And then they would pass it around to each, and the boys, they're like, biggest piece is mine! Anyone says no, I'm fighting them! And it's like, oh, shit. I mean, the world being, like, making it this far is just fucking amazing.
Yeah, and there was a couple of instances at camp where some boys, we have what's called seconds and thirds and fourths, so you can get as much food as you like, and apparently...
Refills, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently one boy ate about...
Seven
servings of noodles. Udons. And he got sent to the hospital.
He didn't get sent to the hospital. He had a stomachache.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but... I'm like, you dumbass.
you get a certain disdain for children when you have to be around them that much and they're not your own. Like, oh, man. No, the boys, they'll scarf the shit down and then run up like the food's going to disappear. And it's like, no, the food's going to be here.
Well, technically, it does disappear, though.
Sometimes. No, but even then, you'll at least get at least a couple bowls if you want. You know, there wasn't really a day.
Yeah, you're right. We really shouldn't be feeding people more than 3 servings, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's a talk for another time. But you got girls on your last camping. I ain't never seen you so calm and collect. You're like, hey, girls, you want to go see the rabbits? Let's go see the rabbit. Let's go on the swings.
We spent an hour and a half feeding goats. How was that? I mean, like, they just enjoyed pulling grass and feeding goats.
Oh, man. What you don't know is, like, during the summer, it's like a marathon. We have 2 weeks, maybe, of, like, back-to-back camps. And when one camp finishes, you get to go home. You'll get home maybe about by 6 p.m.
It's enough time to take a shit.
And then you have to be up the next day by 6:30 to be back and start the next camp. And, oh, you just start hating your fellow teachers. You start hating kids. You start hating the world. But, man.
I think camp is a microcosm of real life, right? So, you have all these things that are beautiful about life, right? So, like, you have your mornings, and you have your meditation, and you have your wonderful... The kids are actually wonderful, and they're beautiful and stuff, but...
Fuck kids. Not like Michael Jackson. Like, I just, no. Not, leave, him, not, leave me alone.
Yeah. He's not a priest. Anthony is not
a priest. Don't say that all sarcastically.
And those kids are a little too young for Anthony. He likes them a little bit older.
Like, wait, what are you... Why? What are you saying? Like, I like kids. No, even if you say older...
Anthony, how old was your last girlfriend?
And anyway, so President Trump in the news today. Fuck you. She was over 20, all right? Which is way beyond legal. So, hey. God damn it.
In America,
the fat guys, final episode. Fuck you, Carl.
In America, she's... You can't even take her to a bar.
You can now?
Now you can. Now you can.
Leave me alone. I was tricked, all right? I didn't know until it was too late.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, you are the type of person who wants to take care of a young girl. It's fine.
No, what? No, don't make me sound like some old rich, you know, skebe motherfucker.
No, I'm saying that you prefer younger girls. It's fine.
No, I don't. That was the first younger girl I've ever dated.
Really?
Yes!
So, if you had a choice between a girl who is 65 and a girl who's 25,
oh my god,
which one would you take?
You can't go to fucking an extreme.
Okay,
one.
Answer the question.
God damn
it. I want the truth.
God damn it. So we're gonna take an old extreme. Never mind.
Anthony, powdered pussy.
Ah! Man, come on.
Anthony,
we were talking about camp. How the fuck did we get here?
You took the... Oh, never mind. Let's go back to camp.
Damn it. Jesus fucking Christ. This is why we only got 9 listeners now.
Eight. We have 8.
God damn. Either way, you enjoyed teaching girls at this camp. It was nice and refreshing. And as a person who teaches both men and women, which do you think is harder to teach?
Oh, by far, boys are much harder. There is a difficulty with girls where you always have to... You have to be, like, really, really tuned in, like, mentally. I think mentally they're a little bit more difficult. Like, there's much more mental things that you're gonna have to invest in.
You need to have your facilities about you.
And then they're really cute though. Like, there's things that they do. Like, my captain. I had all the young ones. You remember when I said,
"Yeah,
captain,
they were all saluting
Captain Kurumi," and then they salute her, and then. But I took my male approach to the women, you know? So, like, I ran my girls like women, and they dominated no football. They were good, you know? Like,
and they don't try and kill each other.
Yeah, they just care, you know? But I do enjoy boys. I think every instructor should have both, you know? You should be able to do both things, you know?
At least so you can understand and appreciate whatever you get.
I mean, they always say, right? In life, if everything is always happy, then you won't understand how good you have your life. You need a little bit of sadness in order to understand, like, how good you have your life.
That reminds me of a TV show called Titus. I don't know if you remember that. It was on Fox back in the day.
What was it about?
It was just this dude literally just made a show about his life. And it was pretty hilarious because he was low middle class, I would say. But he was, like, into cars and stuff like that. And... It was funny because you know how Family Guy has its cutaways in its
TV? Yeah.
So this was like live action. I think it was actually before Family Guy. But he was talking about one of his friends on the show. And he's like, you know, when you've been through so much bad shit, like, you know, soon, like, big to medium things don't even faze you. But he's like, but when your life's been so good that one small thing and the world's ending and it shows his friend... And his toilet's just overflowing, and you see his friend scream, "Why, God, why?" So those of us who have gone through a little hardship, we know how to like not sweat the small things. But yeah, if you've had it fucking easy street the whole way here, then yeah, just when you get a splinter, you're like, oh shit, we're gonna have to amputate. So it tickles me. I don't know. We got to learn to appreciate what we have in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guilty of not appreciating all the things that I have. Like, lately I've been mentally weak where I'm always like, God, I hate this process. And I'm sorry, like, I was such a bitch the last, 3 weeks, it was really hard for me. Like, I guess because I have a pampered life,
No, it's not that. Like, if you look at everyone who rates, the most stressful shit in their life, the top two is marriages and moving. So when you have the plethora of stuff you have, of course, moving's going to be a bitch. But no, it's all good. We done. So we get the smile. We get the joke. So who gives a fuck?
Yep.
But that's why. But in the same vein of that is, I don't know if you heard about, but I guess last year there was a video that went viral of a kid walking to school in China. And this fool was walking in the snow, and it said he was walking 4 kilometers, which is 8 miles or something like that, yeah?
Yeah, about.
Yeah, so he would walk that far.
Actually, it's backwards, so.
It's 2 miles?
4 kilometers is about 1.6 miles is a kilometer.
Is a kilometer, okay.
No, 1.6 kilometers is a mile, I'm sorry.
Yeah, alright, so 1.6 k is a mile. So he was walking about two miles.
2 miles every day.
Yeah, 2 miles every day to school. And
in the frozen tundras.
Yeah, and he was in China, and he was just a broke family, and he was 8 years old. And I guess he came to school one day, and there was ice and shit in his hair. So they called him, he was known as Ice Boy on the internet. And the story was, his dad lives in this village that used to have 20 families or 30 families, and now there's 7. And his wife left him because they were too much in poverty. And his dad was I tried to go to the city to find work, but he was I guess I gave up schooling too early. And so he's trying to, tell his children that, you need to study so that you can make money so that you don't have to live like we do. Because every day they eat potatoes, rice, and cabbage. That's it. And people who saw the video, they sent them donations, clothing and stuff like that, and some money. And he made another video and he was we really appreciate all the stuff that was sent to us. But he's it's not enough. He was it doesn't even help that much. And I'm how fuck do you have to be where people are sending you all these nice things? And it's you literally, and it didn't look like he was begging for money or any, or trying to get more money. He was just being honest. In the video, he was if I could have anything right now, I'd have my wife at least call her kids, because in this little hut that they live in, it was him, his mother, his brother, and then his 2 kids.
Yeah, so basically, money is not the things that they needed to actually, it helps in some way, but, he wanted
to. Oh, no, that was the main thing for him, but he was his wife left him because they were too broke. And he was rather than more money and stuff, he's he'd wish that she'd come to see her kids or whatever. So he's actually hoping that if he makes enough money, she'll come back. And I was fuck that, man. If I started making hella bank and a woman who left me tried to show up, be like, bitch, there's the door. Fuck that. You gonna leave me and the kids? Oh, hell no. I'm a petty motherfucker. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, but I mean, how about the fact that the kids might want to see their mom, That's the hard part.
I have nothing against that. The mother can be in their lives. The mother can be a part of their lives. But when the mother tries to come into the house, that's when she's going to get the boot on the butt. Mm. You can be a part of a child's life without living in my house. Especially after how you left. But the whole reason that story impressed me was just like you said, we take what we have and all the negative we have, and we're like, sometimes it's really not as bad as we think. Because growing up, I know I didn't have it as hard as some people. Shit, there was a fucking pool in my yard, I got to swim every day when I was a kid, whenever I wanted. And, I took that for granted.
Yeah, we just don't know really what we have sometimes,
You don't know what you got till it's gone. That makes sense right now. But, ooh, excuse me, that beer's coming up to get me. Ooh.
Feeling good, Anthony?
I might. I just hope I don't say nothing stupid that it makes us lose our 7 fans we got left. But no, it was just amazing. They didn't look sad. They just looked fuck, we got it rough, but we got to keep going. The dad makes, He makes about $3,000 a year, it said. And he has to go twice as far, like maybe even 10 times as far as his kid to get to work. So he only sees him like once or twice a year. But yeah, you can't be really complaining about shit after hearing a story about that, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I always make excuses like, oh man, I'm too tired to train or whatever.
Oh, I remember and those then,
like,
days.
We have like guys who have like in a wheelchair, no legs, and they're lifting weights. And
oh yeah, those like, motivational videos, they just piss me off. The one-armed guy clinging and shit. Like,
I thought you were gonna be like, it inspires me.
Fuck no,
like,
it fuck just them dudes. It just makes me feel all fat. I'm like, god damn it, you assholes. The shit that like inspires people pisses me off because it just makes me like look at myself. You know, I'm like, if I didn't see that shit, I'd be all right. But now I'm like, fuck. But no, it's just, I don't know. People, we gotta, I don't know why I'm gonna tell people we gotta stop being so negative when I'm like the angriest person out here. But
I mean, like, how do you, everyone thinks like it's really easy to change your behavior, you know, like it should be easy. But, you know, Grace said, what if it is that easy? What if it is that easy? It's as easy as just flipping making a that decision and changing.
What,
I don't know.
What we're talking about is, like, thinking positively and, you know, like, just, like, losing weight. Like, how we're going to start this thing from tomorrow to lose weight. Like, we're over here, you know, we're called the Fukuoka Fat Guys, and we're telling you, we know it's hard to lose weight. But Grace, she's like, fuck that bullshit. It's only hard because you say it's hard. It's like, just do it. Don't say it's hard. Don't be negative. Just make it fucking happen. And me and Carl were like, well, it's not that easy. She's like, it's not that easy because you bitches don't want to give up. You know, you just want to, you want to have that crutch, that safety net to say something's hard while you're doing it instead of just fucking doing it. And I mean, it is, it's a tricky area. Like people who can just stop smoking cold turkey or, you know, stop drinking or stop doing drugs. Just on a fucking flip of a dime. Just,
yeah. For all the people that are able to do that, to just like on a decision to quit something or like just decide that it's time to like change and change, more power to you, man. That's some power, man.
But she is right, because we were like that. That's how I originally lost all that weight. You know, anybody who listens to this podcast knows I'm not a morning person. And I used to wake up at 6 a.m. on my days off and run to the station to ride a 6:30 train to Chikuchi, and then we would get in the car and ride all the way to Fukuoka City.
Drive about an hour, man.
To go to the airport to work out, because that's how country I lived in. And it was fun, and it was, there was no problems. When we were dieting, it was like exciting. But I got old, I don't know. And so, you know, that's part of it. It's just my mentality. Like, when you're unhappy or just angry at the world or whatever, shit's harder to do. So yeah, I need to stop being a bitch, start being happy again, start getting all the ladies, all three of them, or whatever I can get out here.
Four?
Hey, I ain't saying no, alright? I want to be known as Mr. Bitches. I'm sorry, ladies, I don't think you're bitches, I was just saying that to be funny, I'm sorry. Oh, I shouldn't apologize, damn it! Our last guest said I shouldn't apologize as much. I'm so used to it, fuck! Anyway, yeah. I don't know, I like to... like reflect and hopefully grow and see, you know, myself getting stronger. But yeah, we'll see, you know, let's stop being bitches and make it happen in April.
Yep. So if everyone's wondering why we chose April in Japan, where we live, we currently reside, April is the start of new things. You know, everyone, there's been a shit ton of new people moving, so everyone is starting from now, you know.
It's literally the beginning of the new year.
Yep, for Japan.
Not like the calendar year, but like school year. School ends in March, starts in April, so.
So, like, the funny thing is, the most beautiful thing about right now is the cherry blossoms. So, in Japan,
sakura.
Yeah. In Japan, the sakura is a very, very, an important symbol about time, you know. It's so short, it's so fleeting, that it makes you realize like nothing is forever. You know, this beauty, this one time. Most of the times, parks in Japan look like shit.
Yeah, they're empty. Except for the few people jogging or something.
Well, they just look. It just looks so normal or so like passé. But for these next 7 days, you know, next 5 days or so.
Yeah, if it's that long,
it's the most beautiful. And then like, for us, we had to work while it was like perfect. So our whole life is all about a day late, a dollar short, you know?
Well, what he's talking about is the Socrata actually are in bloom right now. And what happens is they start budding and blooming, and they become like these little white and pinkish flowers. And then a couple days after they've bloomed, they turn to like just a boring ass green. Yep. I've seen it everywhere.
And they're gone, you know?
And so in Japan, a lot of people will have what's called hanami, which literally translates to like looking at flowers. And they'll go into the parks, and some people get there early as 6 a.m. just to get like a good spot under the flowers.
6 a.m. is late, bitch.
Hey, I never did that. I've always been the one that like shows up later, you know, like, hey, guys.
You're the jackass. What did you bring? Potato chips.
But yeah, they'll get like a big ass tarp, and they'll set up an area and literally just drink all day.
Yep.
And hang out.
The nice thing about living in Japan is you can be publicly intoxicated. It's actually quite fine.
I think it's part of the culture.
Yep.
But yeah, so during the last camp we worked, the flowers on the island were actually in full bloom. So there were a ton of people.
Yeah.
And I felt so stupid. So because we're working with like 101 kids, I'm wearing just the clothes that I don't mind getting destroyed or torn up and stuff. So I'm here with a goddamn Megatron Transformers Return of the Fallen, whatever, Michael Bay bullshit. And it was like, and then there was all the, like, a hot chick that I knew came up and was like, oh, hey, and I'm like, fuck. And then there was tons of people, and I'm like, damn it. Why do I look like shit and see all these good people?
So, speaking of this hot chick that came to visit, right, she's pretty good looking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I'm just wondering, have you ever heard of that whole hot, the hotter they are, the crazier they are?
I've never heard of that.
It's a scale. So, like, depending on how hot someone is, it's how fucking batshit crazy they are.
Oh, God, no. I don't know what the hell scale you got. We have the hotter they are, the worse they are in bed. And then the crazier they are, the better they are. So a girl might stab you in the chest. It might be, like, pretty good when it comes to the fun times. But
so you want a murderer?
No, I mean, that's most likely what I'm going to get with the way I talk. But we call them the starfish. Like, they just kind of, well, because, like, hot people, pretty people don't have to work hard. You know, people are like, hey, come be a model at this, or hey, like, it was on that Netflix thing, right?
Have you ever met a girl who didn't, she was really, really beautiful, but she didn't know she was beautiful?
You mean like the shit you see on TV?
I'm not talking about no fucking One Direction. I'm just saying, have you ever met one?
Like you're talking about like some old gay ass like love comedy and stuff. Oh, just take off your glasses and let down your hair, and oh, she's a hottie.
No, dude, I'm just saying, you know, like
I've met girls with low self esteem. That's the closest thing I can say.
Girls with low self esteem,
but that's the closest thing you're gonna find to it. Like, if you don't know you're attractive in this day and age with the internet and Instagram and all this shit.
Hey, dude, there was a girl who was on a fucking singing show and she didn't know she was black.
Are you talking about the Chinese girl?
Yeah, the chick she didn't know.
Because her mom told her she drank too much soy sauce. Like, that's legit. Look it up. A Chinese girl was like on Chinese Got Talent or like Chinese Idol or some shit. But no. That's...
So you're saying that all girls know they're hot shit if they're hot shit?
No, I'm saying that if they don't think they're hot and they are, or they're more attractive, it's because they have low self-esteem. That's what it is. Like, it depends. If you grow up, like, let's say there's a chick who's just super beautiful, but she grows up in, like, she grew up in, like, a gay neighborhood, so no dudes look at her or even care to talk to her. And then, you know, first guy that gives her attention, she's like, oh my God, this is so wonderful. It was like when I was fat, like how I'm fat now, but when I lost weight, like, all of a sudden people were coming up to me and, like, treating me all nice, and they're like, oh, you're really handsome. I'm like, you making fun of me? You want to fucking fight? Like,
So, like, I mean, they were talking about the terrace house girl who was kind of like a tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
Most tomboys don't think they're beautiful, but they are, you know, like.
But I guess the biggest thing is that because of the internet, we know people got some weird ass tastes. Like, if you just look at like the categories of porn, they got weird shit, and I'm like, who the fuck would like this? And then there's a ton of people who are into that, so. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I don't think, like, what I deem to be beautiful, you might be like, oh my God, it looks like the most horrible thing I've ever seen, you know? Like me, I'm into taller chicks just because I'm tall. But then you might be like, I don't like fucking giraffes, you know? Get the fuck out of here. So, that whole thing is kind of eh. But, there used to be a a medium, like there was like a common belief of what was pretty and not, I think, back in the day. And I think now some people like big girls, some people like short girls, some people like fat girls. So, you know, and the same with women, you know. Hell, the only reason I got any dates out here is because people like sumo in this country, so I'm like, shit.
Oh, so let me ask you a question then. So did you think you were a pretty good-looking kid?
I never really cared enough. I don't know. Like,
so
I never thought about that. Like, when I first put on my first suit, I was like, damn, I'm a sexy motherfucker.
Okay, so you did say that.
But, like, my day-to-day stuff, like wearing all my nerdy shit and, you know, anime or Transformers or game shit, I'm like, I'm happy, but... When I actually dress up, I'm like, damn, I can actually look pretty good.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say, like, you don't really think so much, like, oh, just, I'm pretty good looking.
Oh, I don't think I'm ugly.
So do you think some girls are like that, too? Like, where they don't even think about that kind of whole thing, you know?
I don't fucking know.
So you're saying all girls think about that?
No, I'm saying I don't know. Women are like snowflakes. No two of them are fucking alike. So I won't even try and generalize any of their population.
In this whole fucking motherfucking snowflake thing, you've never met one bitch who didn't know she was hot?
I don't know if we should keep referring to women as bitches on this shit. Okay,
one chicky.
A chicky? Are we talking about chicken now? I don't know. I didn't... When I'm meeting a girl, I'm not going to be like, hey, girl, do you know you're pretty?
You were really adamant about, like, yeah, they don't know. Unless they have fucking low self-esteem and they want to slit their wrist.
No! Oh, my God. I said they do know, first off. That's... Why are you twisting my words?
I'm not twisting any words.
I guess... I don't know. It depends on how women evaluate themselves and how they do their stuff. I feel... Because I've gone out with girls who felt they were more attractive. Or maybe they were super attractive, but I just wasn't into them.
Which ones do you like? Do you like the girls who know they're hot and think they're hot?
Man, it's the old saying. The ones I'm into are a lady in the streets and the freak in the sheets. Man, if my mom's doesn't turn this shit off right now, goddammit. Why are you getting me to say all this?
Shout out to mom.
God, this stupid beer. Motherfucker. I should not have drank before I did this. No, I don't know. Like, people who have, like, a type of woman and stuff, I don't. I gotta meet somebody, talk to them, and then figure out if they're my type. Because, Patrick, you know, shout out to Patrick from the camps. We were talking about women who we don't like. Like, when you dislike someone to a certain extent, doesn't matter how pretty they are, you're gonna see them as ugly because they annoy the fucking shit out of you, or you just hate them. And... You know, because I'm so angry, I hate a lot of people that much. So, but he was mentioning that because he was like, oh, yeah, there's a girl that annoys the shit out of me. And he's like, I don't see her as attractive. So, like I said, everyone's different nowadays. So, even if you had like one tooth, one arm, and one leg, there's somebody out there for you because we are what we are now. The internet is a wonderful and scary thing.
Yes, there's always. We're all sleeping underneath that great big sky.
Oh, don't quote no fucking Fievel to me. Yeah, speaking of fucking music, this fool had me watch a documentary about...
The Dirt!
The Dirt. It was a show about Motley Crue.
Motley Crue, motherfuckers!
I did not... Other than...
Shout! Shout!
I'm trying to get a...
Shout!
Oh my God.
Shout at the devil!
I knew nothing about these motherfuckers. I only knew Tommy Lee because of the Pam Anderson video back when I was in like junior high or elementary school. But other than that, I knew two songs. Girls, Girls, Girls. And what was the other one? Kick Something.
Stop My Heart.
Yeah. And yeah. Fucking white people shit. That's the only thing I could think watching
this. I
don't
know,
man. There was a fucking scene with a dude licking pee and snorting ants. Ozzy Osbourne.
Basically, that's a true story about Ozzy.
That was true?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ozzy, that's a legendary story about him when Ozzy was giving them advice, you know, about stuff. And just basically he was giving them real lowdowns, like, you know, be careful because, you know, this stuff will take your life. And basically he took the straw and snorted ants, pissed on the deck, and drank his piss. And Nikki Sixx, you know, Nikki Sixx didn't want to be outdone. He's like, hold my beer, bitch.
The funny thing was, is like, Carl knew everything about this band, and I was like, I don't know any of them. I don't know what they look like. Tommy Lee was the only fool I knew. And yeah, and he was like, why aren't you getting this shit? And I was looking at the music videos and the shit they're doing, and I'm like, back in the day, this is what we called white people shit. Like, I didn't know, like, I'm not trying to be racist to our our five white listeners we got, but it was just like, you know, rock music, I didn't get into that until I moved to Vegas. And hell, even the people I hung out with, hell, Robert knew more about fucking hip-hop than I did. He was always finding underground shit. So, you know, he wasn't, like, listening to much. I got into, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, more alternative scene. But, yeah, it was nuts. I'm watching this. These fools doing heroin, coke, all this shit. Everyone's got hair like a woman, like Tina Turner and shit.
They got bodies like a bitch.
Like, they're all scrawny. And, like, I was just like, oh, I don't know. But it was a nutty ass movie. It was Netflix, right?
Yeah. There's a documentary on Netflix.
What was it called? Something Dirt?
The Dirt.
The Dirt. Yeah. I thought it was Joe Dirt. I was like, no.
It's basically just behind the scenes about like the story of Motley Crue, how Nikki Sixx grew up and how he started this band. You know, he got Tommy Lee, and how Mick Mars came to be. And apparently Mick Mars, the guitar player for Motley Crue, he wrote down like he's probably going to lose a lot of fans, you know? But personally, I thought Mick Mars was the only sane person of the group, you know?
In that movie, he seemed like the only one who was trying to
keep the band together, you know?
Or just keep them, like, on, honest. Keep them on Earth? I don't know, man. It was a fun movie. It was just, it was really old school. Like, okay. I didn't think a movie like that could be made in this day and age. There was a lot of, like, naked women and people running around with their asses out and stuff. I was like, oh.
Well, basically, that's how they live their life, though, man.
Oh, I don't doubt it. But in this day and age, getting a movie like that. But, yeah. Carl knew all the stuff before it happened. He was like, oh, this guy's going to die in this scene. And
nah, just because I remember it all happening in real time, you know, like back when I was growing up. Motley Crue was really a big part of my childhood. You know, I really wanted to be like, you know, a rock star. You know, I grew my hair long. I know you bitches think I'm bald, but fuck you. I used to have long hair.
I'm not gonna lie, when I saw what a Jerry Curl was, I wanted those as a kid.
Yeah. But I had the long hair, I had the skinny jeans, you know, I wore the girls' clothes, I wore some makeup.
Oh god, I didn't know it was that serious.
But I was an ugly girl.
Did you want someone to tell you were beautiful? Did you want to take off your glasses and lay your hair down?
I wanted the Princess Diaries thing, you know. But yeah, it was a good thing, you know. Like, I think Poison was even more of an influence on like who I was. I thought Motley Crue, with their whole satanic angle that they took with Shot at the Devil, was a little bit disturbing, you know. But it was interesting because groups like Iron Maiden and Dio, they're all coming up.
And, I know a song by Dio. What song do you think? Is the Land of Confusion? Is that them?
Yeah, I think so.
Ha! All right, look at that.
But so, I mean, music brings a lot about your childhood and stuff, you know? So what did you listen to when you were growing up?
Motown and then, like, R&B and hip-hop. Like,
I see. Is that what your dad grew up on?
My dad grew up on a bunch of Motown. So, all black houses. It was just old-school black music. And then, back in the day, like, Michael Jackson, all this. Like, when we were kids, I think music was a lot better. Like, it took a little more. Like, Mariah Carey, when she was young, just hitting those notes, like, kind of now, I feel like if you say something in a repetitive manner, like, you get popular, you know, not to throw shade, even though I guess I'm throwing shade, but I remember when I was younger watching the Black Hole Sun music video on MTV, and I was like, there's Barbie dolls, they're melting, and I was like, fucking white people, I'm like, how can they listen to this kind of music? And it wasn't until I got into, like, high school and angry and stuff that I started feeling it a little more, and I was like, alright, and then now I actually enjoy. But like I said, but for me, starting is like 98 is like when I started listening to that stuff. So, and I never went back in time. Like, it seems like every white kid who I grew up with, or not even grew up, just like that I met, there was like their father always showed them, was it Pearl Jam, Dark Side of the Moon or something? I don't know. Don't laugh at me. I'm not.
Ozzy's Dark Side
of the Moon. It's Ozzy.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the triangle and like the rainbow coming from? Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's Ronnie. God. Ronnie James Dio. Deep Purple.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. It's a shirt and it said like Dark Side.
What people?
I don't know, but that's what it was. Like, it was just, I didn't listen. It's kind of like when you meet like super conservatives in America now who are like, rap is crap and I don't like living the hippie hopping gangster music. It's like, but rap isn't gangster music anymore. It's just like a genre now. So
what do you think about the music now?
Rap? Rap is shit. Mumble rap.
Not just rap.
The Versace. I got some. No, fuck that shit. I hate it.
How about the bubblegum stuff that's out now?
Bubblegum? What the fuck's that?
Basically, like, what do you think of Ariana Grande and stuff?
The last song I heard by her was 99 Problems. I was like, eh.
You know, as you know, we teach at junior high schools.
Yeah.
And the junior high schools like to sing these songs. So, like, my teacher, like, she prints out the Ariana Grande sheet and she tries to translate it. And I'm all like, you know, you're talking about, like, going down and having sex.
Eat the booty like groceries and shit. That happened to me once having to translate.
All of Ariana Grande stuff is, like that sideways song, like, bang her so hard that she doesn't walk straight or something like that.
Oh, God,
like,
I don't know. I don't listen to any. I know the names because of, like, my students and maybe because of, like, you know, top tens or something, but.
No, I'm going to give it to her, though. She's a good singer, man. She's
I don't really doubt. Like, there are people with talent, just I don't like their type of music.
But here's the thing, right? Nowadays, right, everyone can sing. Everyone's pretty talented. But what makes you a star, you know? Like, before the internet happened, you know, like how Motley Crue came up, they had to play at clubs, and they had to have that crazy guy going, "Woo, Motley Crue!"
Or Michael Jackson, you just have to have a sane amount of talent and touch little boys, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, you know, what makes a star now is not what made a star back then, so.
I think that's why so many songs are repetitive, though. Because if a song gets stuck in your head, you'll want to hear it. You know, when R. Kelly and Michael Jackson were going through all this shit, people were, like, their music plays were getting, well, I know R. Kelly, I don't know about Michael Jackson, but R. Kelly stuff was getting, because, like, as soon as it went back, you were like, damn. But now, like, all these, like, mumble, even on Spotify, like, songs are, like, 2 minutes long because they'll make it short, they'll make it repetitive, and just, you know, it's just stuck in your brain.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, I like listening to all genres of music now. I mean, only thing I don't really listen to is country. Grew up with that shit, and I just fucking hated it. But there are country songs that I do enjoy, so I know if I gave it a chance, I'd enjoy it more. But, nah. You know, I just felt bad because I didn't know shit about Motley Crue.
That's you all sure right, man.
It's Ozzy Osbourne? That with the, it's not Pearl Jam? What is,
no, Pearl Jam never had a bet. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. If you know what we're talking about, leave it in the comments, please.
Oh, God. Everyone's going to be so mad at me. Robert's dad got mad at me one day because of that.
That's okay.
That Paradise City song that still
matters. Guns N' Roses.
Is what? That who it was? I thought it was Foreigner.
No. Oh, God. Foreigner is a... I want to know what love is.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
No. I thought... The first time I heard that, and I was like, what's this new band? And his dad's like, I'm so ashamed of you. That's this okay. Is like 2005. Oh, God damn it. I don't know.
But speaking of that shit, did you see that Jesse Smollett got off?
Oh, snap, man. OJ Part 2. Another black man got away with it. I'm kind of hyped. Oh, shit.
No, but I saw that Chris Rock was throwing some shade at him.
What did Chris Rock say? I didn't hear that.
I was just, you know, giving some shit at the awards on his speech, so.
What awards? I mean, what, something just happened?
The NACC.
Oh, NCAA or something?
Yeah.
Is that the basketball? NAACP?
The NCAA final. March Madness, bitches!
Hey, man, I got, you know, PTSD from camps.
Yeah, no worries.
I mean, like, Jesse's, the whole plan, I'm still baffled, like, how the fuck he thought that was a good idea. Hey, I want to show how racist America is and how all these white people are getting away with shit by hiring two black dudes to do racist shit. Like,
but you have to admit that dude drummed up a lot of publicity, though. I mean, like, if you believe that any press is good press, man, he's a genius, man. I think more people Googled his name than any other name for a while, like, you know?
Yeah, no, and I'm wondering, because on the TV show, they said he's getting written, or they're just going to edit him out of the last two episodes.
But I think they'll keep him on.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because they said they expunged his record now, so there's nothing on there. But they're not saying he was innocent. They're just most likely, I think, somebody paid somebody, or they got dirt on somebody, and that's the reason it went down. Yeah. Whatever it is, like, it was fucking stupid in the first place.
Yeah, basically, I don't know shit, because I'm at this new house and I have no internet. So, if anyone else wants to fill me in, let me know.
But, yeah, so, that was the whole thing. I mean, I'm interested to see what happens from, like, just watching Empire point of view, still. Because the show, God, Empire's just, it's like soap opera again, you know? It makes you want to just see the next episode, like, ASAP. And when you gotta wait, you're like, damn, I just want to know what happens. But, no, good job, Jesse, I get.
Asa Samoa Malankan, brother.
Oh, God, don't you fucking say that. To move things on, I've decided to delete all my dating apps on my phone.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You're not going to swipe right?
It's so annoying. I got to work so hard to be charming on fucking apps. Like, I need to just go outside and meet people the old-fashioned way, because my charm does not work over text.
I think that's the best way to meet people, actually. Face-to-face.
Yeah.
Dick-to-dick.
What? Dick-to-dick? What the fuck? God damn it. Oh, Jesus Christ. No, on our last camp, I matched with somebody, and then we were chatting, and then, like, just, like, a couple minutes later, because I couldn't go out because I was working camp, they were like, oh, I've already met somebody better. I hope you had good luck. And I'm like, oh, fuck all this shit. That's just... It's more stress than anything. I'm like, man. So
that whole, like, so they're going to, like, keep you on retainer until they find something better, that really, like, bothers me, man. Like,
oh, I mean, if you do that in real life, don't let the other person know. Because I sure as shit ain't going to want to be nobody's plan B, you know? And I don't think anyone want to think, like, oh, he exhausted all of his other options, so now he's going to come to me. No, fuck that.
But are people really that lonely where they need to have, like, you know, plan A, B, C? Like,
homie, I've gotten hit up, like, years later. You know, I'm like, I'm trying to remember who this person was. And I'm like, they're like, oh, yeah, what are you doing? And I'm like, who are you? You know, I see your name, but it doesn't ring a bell.
But, you know, but friendships, man, like, I think people need more real friendships, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we're looking for the short win, you know, the just getting some on the weekend or something. We got to aim more towards the other stuff, but...
Like I just said, if you want some on the weekend, you just got to put some money on it. I got five on
I'm
it.
I'm not paying for the stuff, man. Leave me alone.
All right.
But, no, yeah, I'm going to delete that. We're going to see how it goes. I'm probably going to regret it once I'm starting to, like, diet real hard and... Get back into the gym. We'll
just
see.
Just focus, man. Focus on you.
Yeah, that's right. Race those not be bitches anymore. So we're going to do it. But
yeah, everyone, we're going to do this for real. And tomorrow, here we go.
Yeah. Also tomorrow, Asia, you better kill that shit.
Yeah, don't make us a liar, girl.
You got 101 people believing in you out of the 12. Well, wait, we're down to 5 listeners.
We have 5 listeners and we all believe in you, Asia.
Yeah, you kill that shit. And get all the stuff you gotta get done. Stop.
You fucking get over that wall. You run that fucking course. And you fucking get that gun. You shoot your brother.
God right? damn it. I knew that was coming. I was like, do I really want this to happen now?
Remember, you gotta put a bullet through this guy's ass.
Oh, God. Why are we gonna shoot me in the ass?
I mean, we don't wanna kill you. We just wanna maim you.
Why can't we shoot me, like, in the shoulder? Like, graze me or something? You know?
So you're
gonna
mess up your shoulder again.
But I don't wanna get shot in my ass. How am I gonna sit down?
All right. Figure that out.
Oh, God. Well, we're gonna be out. We'll see y'all next week, man. I hope y'all have a good one. Stay safe. Peace.
All right, peace.